Oh, you make it sound so easy. I wish I wasn't so scared.
George, there's nothing to be scared of. All it takes is a little self-confidence. You know, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
Always remember, your focus determines your reality.
Around 2010, 2011, I went through this huge spiritual thing where I became obsessed with the power of the mind. Meditation, visualization, and just realizing how powerful our minds actually are, like how we really do paint our world with our thoughts and our level of self-belief.
Know what you want and believe that you can and will get it.
Confucius said one time, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
If I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I can do anything.
I knew I was special. I knew I had something and I had to let it out. I've been listening to people tell me I wasn't going to do anything with my life.
But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't going to have a life.
Being nervous is important, you know, that. It's a quote that I love. I see it all the time. You know, there's nothing wrong with having butterflies as long as you can get them to fly in formation.
And we do have the power to pick and choose moment by moment who and how we want to be in the world.
Even when I didn't have the belt, I always felt I was the champ of the world.
It was in your head, right?
All the time. And in my heart, I always know.
Anything in life that you put your mind to, you can do. The world is your oyster. That's all I tell people. While you're on earth, you got to take advantage of this. Do what you do to the fullest.
I'm a big believer in the law of attraction. Like, you just, like, bring things into existence. You got to get behind the wheel before it becomes real.
It's like an internal belief. I honestly have convinced myself that I'm not designed to lose.
You know, I used to go up to Mulholland Drive every night, sit on the side of the road, look out at the lights, and go, you know, I'm a popular actor. You know, every director wants to work with me. And I used to, like, open my arms and imagine things, you know, things that I wanted coming my way and stuff. And it was a way of dealing with, you know, being completely out of work. I would stay up there. I actually believed that I had all these things.
Most people talk to themselves in terms of doubt and fear and worry and anxiety. Talk to yourself positive. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Just repeating, I can do it. I can do it over and over again. Boost your self-confidence and boost your self-esteem.
So you could create enough of a visualization for yourself if you really were to powerfully start to focus on it and do that and build that ability to visualize something that your brain at one point would have to think it's so true that the world would meet you and put it into your life.
Anything you say with the words I am, your subconscious will then take that as a command. And so we're constantly programming our subconscious. We think we're describing it, but we're actually prescribing it.
Look, I took myself to a different place mentally, and a lot of it came from mental practice and meditation and visualization and just seeking knowledge from people who are strong believers, guys like Les Brown and Tony Robbins and guys like that. I just became really obsessed with just learning about the power of the mind. So I used to meditate. Now I just kind of, I have a lot of things that stuck with me, a lot of ways of believing that stuck with me, that just subconsciously I know who I am, what I'm capable of, and how I believe, how powerful my mind actually is.
You see, you are what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change what you are, you can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind.
Started thinking about it the day that I decided that I was going to go up to heavyweight. You know, my goal for 3 years now is to become the heavyweight champion of the world. It's what I pray about, it's what I sleep on, it's what I dream about. It is who I am, and I will get it done.
I honestly believe that I was born to fight. I really believe it in my whole heart. You know, some people think that's silly. But I think a lot of great athletes, people are really good at what they do. It's more than just what they can do in the gym. It's something that starts way before they're known in the arenas. It's something that is like an internal belief. I have the worst anxiety. I get very nervous, but I owe it to myself to not be afraid. And when you believe that you're gifted outside of just the hard work, then it's just like, bro, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to roll the dice.
Go into the silence. Go and sit down quietly by yourself for 30 to 60 minutes. 30 to 60 minutes. Most people in our society have never sat quietly for 30 to 60 minutes in their entire lives. Yet I will tell you this, this method works 100% of the time. That any problem that you have, any difficulty, any challenge, any goal that you want to accomplish, if you'll go into the silence and sit quietly and then listen to the still small voice within, the still small voice within, this is the key. You will find that at a certain point, probably at about 25 to 30 minutes, your mind will go completely clear. And then a flow of ideas will start to flow into your mind. You'll feel energy welling up inside you. And at a precise moment, as you sit there in complete silence, your mind will go clear and wham, exactly the answer you need will come at exactly the right time.
What do you think the sport's going to be, you know, when UFC 200 rolls around? And where do you think you're going to be 9 years from now, 10 years from now?
I'm hoping to be a champion. And I embrace what it is to the fullest. I'm just excited to be a part of it. I have a lot of pride in it.
98% of the people in our Western civilization have a picture of themselves which is so narrow and so shallow that it literally bears no resemblance to the real person who is there. So many people have been told so many times what they cannot do that they have no idea what they can do.
Now, fear is going to be a player in your life, but you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
I would say throughout my martial arts career, the biggest lesson, life lesson that I've learned is the power of the mind and just how important it is to look at yourself in a high regard and to believe in yourself. I think in order to paint a bright future for yourself, you have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it, and the more you believe in it, you know, the more your world will start to change, and the more you'll just start to, you know, see your beliefs come to pass. So
the imagination is the most marvelous, miraculous, inconceivably powerful force the world has ever known. Now, the imagination is the mental faculty out of which visions arise. Pictures that we build in our mind. Most people don't use their imagination constructively. Most people use their imagination destructively. They imagine what they don't want. We've got to consciously and deliberately imagine what we do want. If we will take and sit down with a pen and ask ourselves, what do I really want? Vision. Vision is going to direct your life if you let it. Use it constructively. See what you want. Don't spend any time thinking of what you don't want. When you get a picture in here, make it big, make it beautiful. You'll be glad you did.
Whatever you're pursuing in the world, whether it's tennis, sports, or anything else, you know, I was a seven-year-old dreaming that I could win Wimbledon and become number one in the world one day. As I said, I'm beyond grateful and blessed to be standing here with so many incredible achievements. But one thing is for sure, I feel that I had the power to create my own destiny. I try to visualize every single thing in my life, not only believe it, but really feel it with every cell in my body. And I just want to send a message out there to every young person. Be in the present moment, forget about what happened in the past. Future is something that is just going to happen. But if you want a better future, you create it. Take the means in your hands, believe it, create it.
Where you place your attention is where you place your energy. So
People do the best with what they think is available. That's my belief. And if you're unaware that you can control your emotional states, you'll rely on something outside of you to do that, whether it's a computer game, whether it's a Netflix show, whether it's a drug, whatever it is that you need to make that feeling go away. You're dependent on your outer world. And I think that's a hypnosis. That's a conditioning.
Faith based on understanding is what moves mountains, and it will move any mountain. It'll change your life. It'll make your life be everything it's supposed to be. The doubt and the worry causes fear, and the fear causes anxiety. The anxiety is the fear of being expressed. Whatever's impressed must be expressed. Well, when you impress understanding upon the subconscious, you develop an emotional state called faith. There's a feeling of strength inside you. You know that you're working with an infinite power that operates in an orderly manner. And so you move into a state of vibration called well-being. See, well-being's expressed, and that expression leads to acceleration. It picks up speed. Good things start to happen. It starts to get better. Now, do you know what else happens? You start to attract things to you. You attract good things to you. And do you know why? Because you're at ease. You have consciously and deliberately put every cell in your body into a relaxed state.
I already know what's going to happen. The difference between me and you is that you need to see to believe. I first of all believe and then I see. That's the difference between us.
History has proven that those who dare to imagine the impossible are the ones who break all the human limitations.
The universe is going to get out your way. For me, I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want.
It's our intention. Our intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intention.
See, we have to continually do this. Beware of the thief on the street that's after your purse, but also beware of the thief in your mind that's after your promise.
I believe that I can create whatever I want to create. If I can put my head on it right, study it, learn the patterns, and I feel very strongly that we are who we choose to be. I want to be an idea, you know? I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent magic, right? That you're in a universe and 2 + 2 = 4. Mm-hmm. 2 + 2 only equals 4 if you accept that 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 is going to be what I want it to be. Mm-hmm. Like there's a redemptive power that making a choice has.
My name is Conor McGregor and I live in Lucan. I'm a professional MMA fighter with a record of 4-1. I'm an up-and-coming fighter, and without a doubt, you will see me on the UFC in the near future.
It feels familiar. I saw this so clearly. I swear to God, I saw this so clearly, so consistently, until it's here in reality.
Neo, sooner or later, you're going to realize, just as I did, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path.
The secret ingredient is nothing.
Huh?
You heard me. Nothing. There is no secret ingredient.
Wait. It's just plain old noodle soup? You don't add some kind of special sauce or something?
Don't have to. To make something special, you just have to believe it's special.
There is no secret ingredient.
Then make no mistake, I'm setting up to be the greatest of all time. I will go down as the greatest of all time.
Conor McGregor is the UFC lightweight champion. I am the baby, we did it! Yay! But I dreamed into reality.
That little thief that says you're making.
Your head is in the cloud. You're delusional. Dreamer!
Get a job!
You're boring.
What if it doesn't work? You think you're better than us? Give up. Weirdo!
I don't like you. You are so weird.
Just give up already.
Why are you even trying?
I am blessed. Truly, truly blessed by something. I am not sure what it is, but I am blessed that I was able to find my passions.
And the key word that you use in here over and over and over again in every chapter is that in order to attract or manifest anything, you have to be in alignment
with your source.
You can't just sit around and wish for stuff.
You have a clear picture in your head of something that is going to happen, a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what. Nothing can stop it. You know what I mean? It is destined to happen, and that's what happens.
All of us have within us this amazing capacity to manifest and attract anything that we want into our life. You know, in The Secret, they say you get what you want, you know, and what is missing. And what has come to me is that you say, I will attract into my life what I am, not what I want.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
Where I come from, we're not supposed to climb to these heights. We're told that. It's instilled in us. And I wanted to break that mold and pave the way, open up paths.
But before us, there was no other Irishman, so it was still just a dream for us. I can do something that hasn't been done before. I can show the Irish people true martial arts, something they have never seen before. Like I said, retribution, redemption, respect. I will come and I will regain all of those. I've done it before when I was doubted, so I'm eager to do it again.
Right, total believer. Yeah, I believe in manifestation. I believe in, you know, putting a rocket of desire out into the universe, and you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the key. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it going to come? 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 And that's the wrong way. You're facing the wrong way. You're facing away from it. You have to go, it's here.
It's crazy how things just form, dreams just form into reality.
I'm not supposed to do it, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to outwork everyone that says I cannot do it. And that's what I did. And that's how I rose up.
Our intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intention.
The universe is listening to everything you say and everything you think and saying, okay, you can get that. So then it starts to bring you in and bring things into you. And I know this sounds far-fetched, but it's amazing how it works. If you do a good general positive statement for yourself, the universe will figure out how to manifest that. How to bring that about in your life. So things could happen that you wouldn't expect at all, but they will happen.
You could have anything you want if you want it badly enough. You can be anything you want to be, do anything you set out to accomplish if you hold to that desire with singleness of purpose.
Listen to me now. A belief is a feeling of certainty about what something means. You can feel certain about something that's not true and it'll control you. So our beliefs control what we think, what we feel, what we see, what we experience. And we all have some limiting beliefs. But whatever belief you have, it controls you. Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right.
It's a beautiful feeling when preparation meets opportunity. You know, nothing is impossible. You know what I mean? You can achieve anything.
All that matters is how you see yourself. If you see yourself as the king, you know what I mean? You see yourself with all the belts and all everything. And no matter what no one else says, as long as you see that and really believe in it, then that's what's going to happen.
You know, you ever hear the term, you got to fake it till you make it? You know, I used to drive a broke down banger of a car, and in my head that was a Ferrari. So I was able to almost, you know, just believe it into reality.
In 2017, Charles Leclerc lost his father, and in his final days, he told his father a white lie, that he'd made it to Formula One, that he'd signed the contract. It wasn't true then, but his driving has made it true now, and look what he's done with the opportunity. The grandstands he saw built as a kid growing up now rise for him. And for the first time in 93 years, this fabled race is won by one of their own. Charles Leclerc wins the Monaco Grand Prix to achieve his dream.
We won it. Finally.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, it does. It feels beautiful. I dreamt this so much, so clearly, so precisely, and so frequently that it has manifested itself into reality.
It's how to get whatever you want. That's the title of the next set of notes. How to get whatever you want.
Here's what it says if you're ready. It says, ask. That's it. End of notes. Ask. If there's one art in life to learn extremely well, that's got to be one of them. The art of asking. What does ask mean? Ask means, what do you want?
I have been feeling like the UFC world champion since the day I arrived here.
Did you have faith maybe back then that your time would come and that you would be able to explode onto the scene as you had?
If I didn't, it wouldn't have happened.
Why is it that people are successful? It's simply this. To them that hath shall more be given, and from him who hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away. What it means is simply this. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? It's because the rich think about wealth and affluence all the time. And what do the poor think about? The poor think about lack, loss, and limitation, risk, danger, fear, failure all the time. So if you want to unlock your potential, if you want to go straight to the stars, you have to use the law of substitution to keep your mind on what you want. Use the law of concentration to dwell continually on the results you desire. Be solution-centered rather than problem-centered. Be goal-centered rather than loss-centered. And the law of subconscious activity will begin to adjust your words, your actions, your feelings, your emotions, and everything to the point where you will draw into your life the people and circumstances that will harmonize with it.
See, you've got to be better than a good worker. You've got to be a good asker. Now, let me give you three key points on asking and receiving. This can do it. Number one, asking is the beginning of receiving. Asking starts a unique process, mental and emotional. I don't even know how it works. All I know is it works. It's like pushing a button and all this machinery starts working. I don't know how, it just works. There's a lot of things you don't need to know how. Just work them. Some people are always studying the roots. Others are picking the fruit. I mean, it depends on what end of it you want in on. Asking is the beginning of receiving, so start the process. Here's number two. Receiving is not the problem. Receiving is automatic. Now, if that's true, receiving is not the problem, what's the problem? Failure to ask might be one of your major problems. I don't know. Check it out. The guy says, oh, now I see it. I got up last year and hit it every day, but there's not a scrap of paper with my goals on. Good worker, poor asker. So you got to change that. Here's number three. Receiving is like the ocean. There's plenty. It's like an ocean here.
Man, I got two questions for you. What do you do and how do you do it?
I'm a stockbroker.
Stockbroker.
Oh.
I had to go to college to be a stockbroker, huh?
You don't have to. Had to be good with numbers and good with people.
Stockbroker.
Yeah.
Not an astronaut?
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me.
All right.
I thought I'd wear a shirt today. You know, being the last day and all.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. Wear one tomorrow, though, okay? Because tomorrow's going to be your first day. Would you like that, Chris?
Yes, sir.
I think the real question you should ask yourself is, why not you? I mean, you got the talent, the skills, the brains. You got all the potential in the world, but you don't even believe in yourself. Why? You sit here and look at other people live the life that you're supposed to be living. These people know better than you, bro. They just believed. And I need you to start believing in yourself so you can be up top too. Confidence is the first step to start anything. So how do you expect to start if you don't believe?
You become what you think about. And here's the interesting thing. You can choose. Choose. What you think about. Choose. With your business, choose what you're aiming at. With your leadership, choose what you're aiming at. With your team, choose. Help them choose. The act of intentionality is so freaking powerful. It's unbelievable. Henry Ford said, if you think you can, or you think you can't, you're right. I am amazed at the things we don't do because we have this little tiny bit of fear that offsets all the other data and all the other evidence in our life that causes us to not go do something. Because we just don't believe. And it's weird. When you start to believe, you become what you think about.
Because you cannot have what you're not willing to become vibrationally. If you do get it, you'll lose it. This is why people, they'll win the lottery, they lose everything, yeah. Or they'll finally get the person they think they
absolutely
want to be with. They can't keep the relationship, or they'll get a modicum of success but can't hold on to it because inside they really hadn't become it. So you can temporarily manipulate and get things, but to have it completely, you have to become that.
Somebody once said, if you took all the money in the world, divided it up equally among everybody, it would soon all be back in the same pockets. Because true happiness is not contained in what you get. Happiness is contained in what you become.
No, never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like, there's nothing that you can't do. You may not have done it yet. We don't know if you can do it or not until you really practice, and then you find out if you can do it or not, or how well you can do it.
Yeah.
You have to look yourself in the mirror and be like, I can do anything I want. And that's why I feel like all these things I'm doing, I can do at a high level. And it'll make you powerful. You know what I'm saying? Being one-dimensional, being solid at one thing is never the goal. Because if someone knock you off that pivot, you got a whole nother move. You know what I'm saying? Just like, look at it like Kobe. When Kobe do a move, he turned over his right shoulder, they stop him. Then he go on his other foot, you do a pump fake. You got so many different moves. So that's kind of how I look at it. Believe in yourself, man. Believe you can do anything that you want to do. Believe that you can do it all. Believe that you can excel in all. We don't want to be average.
To assure that you use this incredible power to its best advantage all the days of your life. Now, the first aspect of visualization is called frequency. This refers to the number of times that you visualize a particular goal as achieved, or of yourself performing in an excellent way in a particular event or circumstance. Repeat a clear mental picture of your very best performance or result, the more rapidly it will appear as part of your reality.
There's a book called Think and Grow Rich. Do you know what your book says? Work and Grow Rich. The book says, think and grow rich. Money does not exist. Did you know that? I learned that years ago from a very wealthy man. I was free from money that day. He says, money is an idea. It's in your head. It's an idea.
Have you ever had an experience where you're thinking about somebody and the telephone rings and it's them? Have you ever had an experience where you phone somebody else and they say, we were just talking about you? It just leaps into your mind. Have you ever had an experience when you're in tune with your husband or wife and you think, you know, I'd like to go out to dinner at such and such a place tonight, and you call home and they will say, why don't we go out to dinner at such and such a place? These are all examples of this law of attraction. The law of attraction is considered by many to be one of the most important laws of human existence. In this, you will always attract to yourself, positive or negative, people and circumstances that harmonize with your dominant thoughts. That whatever you're thinking on a continuing basis, you're attracting into your life. You're drawing it into your life like a magnet. That's why it's so important that you keep your thoughts on what you want, keep your thoughts on what you desire, and keep your thoughts off of what you don't want. And by the way, as you advance and develop and become more proficient and more sharp with these methods, the law of attraction will work faster for you and with greater accuracy. So be careful. Use it right.
My brothers of the sword, I'd rather fight beside you than any army of thousands. Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions. Do you know what's there? Waiting beyond that beach. Immortality. Take it. It's yours.
You think you're a fool, you'll act like a fool.
You think you poor, you act the way they tell you poor people supposed to act. Plant. You want to grow corn, you plant a seed. It works with everything else. Plant. You want to get a new car, buy the keychain and put it away. The car come to you. That's what the real God is about.
The second element of visualization is the duration of the mental image. The longer you can hold your mental picture, the more deeply it will be impressed into your subconscious mind, and the more rapidly it will express itself in your subsequent performance.